Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from #Sacto, #Sacktown, #SackPunch. We are at the Punchline in Sacramento. Yeah, and it's, what day is it? It's Sunday, February 10th, 2019. It's cold out for Cali, so I'd like to warm up from the glow of your name tags. Oh, yes. Oh, this is good. Remind me when the name tags come out later to do like a Periscope or something of everybody. This is pretty impressive, you guys. Look at this one right here, everybody. It's instead of Dave Chappelle's block party, it's Darby Chappelle's block party. Your name's Darby?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh, and it's even got your name here at the bottom. A film by Darby Madden Gross. That is a weird name. All right. We got JoJo instead of, what'd you call it? Coco. Yeah, I get it. Vacation. Very nice, Kate. I've seen this one before, Katie Bird and Dan's Labyrinth. You posted those on Twitter, I think. What's this one with the flashing thing on the side? It's a quiet place,
it's a quitty place.
But it's a quitty place, because your name is Quitty?
Yeah.
Stop it. And why is it flashing just on one side?
The red light for...
The red light for... Shh. I don't get it. But that's cool. Oh, in the movie, Quiet Place. Now I kind of get it. The Brandon Budapest Hotel. What's that in your... What's this?
Oh, I had two other name tags.
You had two other name tags? You got the backups? And then we got somebody put a whole bunch of Donettis on the stage. Yeah! I'm going to eat them on the plane.
Four times.
And then a couple of boxes of donuts from there's a place called Milk Money?
Yeah!
Woo! That was a movie with Katie Holmes, I think. All right. Great job, name tags. You can put them down. Put my donaties over here. And then we're going to get back into this shit because you know what comes next. Doug plugs. Next Saturday, one person loves the plugs. Tell us about shows we can't go to, Doug. Well, next Saturday, February 16th, I'm going to be at Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina at 4:20. And then on February 26th, Douglas Movies is back at the UCB Franklin in Los Angeles. I'm doing stand-up at the Tampa Improv February 28th. Bring your name tags, though. And then I'm going to be setting sail on the Trailer Park Boys cruise. Yeah, it's going to be super fun. There's still some cabins available, I think. And I'm going to be doing shows at the New Helium in Indianapolis on March 23rd and 24th. And it will be a gas. All of my dates and deeds and links are at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
You guys are perfect. Perfectly adorable. I brought stuff for the prize bag. And also was handed something just now outside by a gentleman that's very heavy and looks very cool. It's a giant can of beer. Yeah, and it's called Shanty Shack Brewing. I guess they're the ones that make it. And this is the Shanty Clear Pills. 1 quart of beer. Yeah. Alcohol 5.5% by volume. So somebody's going to get that. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, some free drinks on one airline, a tiny, cute little tiny ketchup. It's called Wallet Caddy, and it looks like a stack of credit cards. You put your wallet, and then you put joints inside it. But like, they do such a great job with it. It really looks like a like a credit card. But then they had to have fun with it and put 420 on there. Yeah, I'm sure cops haven't heard of that. In fact, there's a new measure in the House of Representatives to make weed legal throughout the country, and it's called SB 420. Like they just went, let's just call it 420. I mean, why fuck around? And I was just in Dallas, so the winner today is going to get a copy of Dallas Magazine. Yeah. You probably want to subscribe after reading this first one. And it turns out I'm very lucky that three of my comedy friends who've all appeared on the show before are here in Sacto. So please give it up for Chad Opitz, Chris Tinkle, and Sean Jordan. Hey, fellas.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Let's meet them individually, starting with, in the middle, Chad Opitz, everybody.
Hello.
You've appeared at the show in a couple of places now.
Mm-hmm.
San Jose, that was a lot of fun. Brandon was there, of course. And I don't know how many name tags he brought that time. And you do lots of shows in San Francisco. You were on the Benson movie interruption of
yeah.
50 Shades Freed at
that was fun.
At the Sketch Fest. Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. What else is going on, dude? All right, let's move on.
I don't know, man.
That sounds great.
This is the
great.
Big deal. If you're like, oh, what's your big credit? This right here. This is it.
This is it. He's a regular on Doug Loves Movies, you guys. Hey, could you do the thing?
Oh, fuck. sure, yeah.
Okay.
Let's
watch this, everybody.
I know what the thing is, and it's pretty tight.
I love it.
I don't. I'm scared.
He's exiting the stage. Looking around. And here we go.
Ready?
Here we go.
Holy shitball.
Yep.
You know how hard that would be? Man, that'd be hard.
That's why you have to see this show live.
I did a Halloween show with Doug, and I was dressed up as a big bowl of clam chowder.
And just real quick, the listeners still don't know what you just did. So.
Oh, yeah. I did a lot of...
Their mind is wandering.
Yeah, somersault of sorts. Flip, whatever, yeah.
But you were a bowl of clam chowder.
A bowl of clam chowder, and you made me do that 3 times. He's like, do it again. He's like, okay. So,
yeah, make me some kind of strong language because, you know, you have free will. I just asked you to do it.
I happily did it 3 times.
Well, thank you for being here and doing it again.
Let's
also say hello to Chris Tinkle, everybody.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
You're out of New York now, right?
No, I'm back on the West Coast.
You're back on the West Coast?
Yeah, way too cold out there for 4 months out of the year.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, if you're lucky. I mean, the winter just seems to drag on the East Coast these days. Like, New York has 2 seasons now. Like, 9 months of winter and 3 months of hot summer.
And they both suck.
They're both kind of extreme. Yeah, I'll give them that. And all right, so you're out here on the West Coast. And why Sacramento?
Oh, I was in town visiting a friend.
And, oh, okay.
It's my girlfriend. I don't know why I was all awkward here. Like, I don't want the word to get out. I'm getting ass.
Yeah, visiting a friend sounded like you're lying.
I just caught by myself. Jesus Christ.
So you're
I'm visiting my girlfriend, Doug. She's awesome.
Okay, yeah, great.
And she's real, too.
Yeah, you gotta...
I saw this guy looking at me.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is like, you know, right around the corner, so yeah, you gotta be cool.
Well, you have to dump him on the 13th, right? Is that the old trick? Is that the trick? I heard.
Why, just to save money?
Yeah.
And then you try to reunite on the 15th?
I've been doing a lot of thinking. And everything's on sale for 50% off.
I really...
She's not here, is she?
No.
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 Clearly also not going
you
to
let
listen
the cat out of the bag if she is.
Yeah, she's not
a podcast fan.
All right, good. Perfect. And also, let's say hello to Sean Jordan, everybody.
What's happening, Sacktown? Old Sack, as it were.
No.
I agree.
Well, we had a lot of fun talking about Old Sack in the stand-up show we did here yesterday, and people, you know, seem to think it's funny, but this part of town isn't Old Sack.
It's New Sack.
There's actually a part of town that's called that, yeah. And it's like, does it still have like kind of an old western East street?
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. I like to stay right here by the Capitol building. That's my part of town. Thank you all for joining me today. And please, starting with Sean, tell me what you brought to give away to a lucky audience member.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Doug. I will. I brought...
I love that packaging.
Oh, yeah. I guess the bag kind of counts, right?
Yeah.
This old sack, you know? It kind of counts. Movie stuff. They've made a movie.
It's a beautiful...
Everything's in my nuts.
It's a superhero bag.
It's Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and they've all had movies, so it's movie related.
Yeah, Superman's holding a heart.
And when I watch a movie, I like to have some Sour Patch Kids, so I brought a bag of mango. Check it out, mango. Yes. You weren't even up on that. I had no idea those were real until 2 hours ago.
Yeah, hey, could you pass those down?
Yeah, are you going to crack them open?
Yep.
I figured you were going to... I thought somebody
just
might
know
not
what
get
a mango Sour Patch tastes like. Aren't we all curious?
Yeah.
I'll describe it.
And then while you're ripping into that prize for one of these lovely guests, I'll keep going.
It's got a resealable top. So as long as I don't spit in here, we're cool.
Yeah, don't spit in there. That'd be wild if you just open it up and spit in it. And then gave it back.
All right, what else you got?
I have a milk chocolate Wonder Woman.
Okay, pass that down here.
It's gross. It looks gross. It looks really gross. But someone's going to eat it. And if you don't eat it, then you're grosser. Eat it. Then I have a little like Star Wars mug with a little Valentine's Day heart thing in it. Because, you know, Star Wars was a movie. And Valentine's Day is right around the corner, as I heard Doug say. So,
yeah,
you know.
It's Thursday.
That's what you give your girl on the 15th, right?
Yes,
get her back. So yeah,
I really can't open this fucking bag.
No,
Yeah, you're struggling.
You've been working on that egg the whole time?
I tore the thing across, and then I looked, and just below it, it's like, tear here. And so, either their fault or mine, but somebody fucked up.
It's not... I have a theory on whose fault it is.
Oh, I got it,
Oh, there we go.
Thank you.
For the...
I don't like how they look.
All right. The journey starts.
I mean, look at it. Isn't that kind of a weird color? And it's got like almost got a little weird green thing inside of it.
It's an egg, I guess.
A lot like a mango, some would
mango.
Say.
It's supposed to. It's supposed to be like the leaf coming out of the top of the mango.
You know what's wild is the strawberry ones from yesterday. They're like red. They got a little green part on the top.
It's they do.
Yeah.
I didn't like open those. I wasn't as curious. I could imagine what a strawberry one would taste like.
I didn't like making eye contact when you did that.
No, right? It's really like
he was looking right at me, and he did it like acid. Like you put
how sour is it?
Tongue. I don't know. The last time I just put candy on my tongue and then when it let it go into my mouth, I just kind of throw it in there. Anyway, all right, what do you think?
It's all right.
All right, well, spit in it and put it back in the prize bag.
It's pretty good. No, it's all sealed up. Chad, what do you got?
I got a Santa Cruz Film Festival tote bag here. Wow, Santa Cruz Film Festival tote bag. I got a book by Richard Schickel called Keepers, The Greatest Films and Personal Favorites of a Movie-Going Lifetime. And there's a Martin Scorsese quote on the back. So that's a read.
Let me see that.
Yeah, if you care about one man's personal opinions on films, Richard Schickel. And then I got a VHS tape of Child's Play.
Oh, nice.
The original. You know? And it says, I like Leonard Maltin, you can count on a good quote. It says, it packs a wallop. That's Leonard Maltin.
There's no way Leonard Maltin sat through Child's Play.
And I got, there's like four or five of these Cinnamon Toast Crunch treat bars, which they're really bad. I don't know why you... I'm just giving them because I didn't want them.
They're so good. What do you mean they're bad?
They taste like a tummy ache. They are not good. And I have a cassette tape of Nine Inch Nails Broken. But it does not work. It is literally broken. So it's a fun party trick.
You really fuck someone over at a party with
it does
that.
Not work. It will not play.
I know we're at a Nine Inch Nails cassette party, but this one's busted. Yeah.
So that is all my gifts.
Great job, Chad.
Thank you.
What do you got for us there, Chris?
I brought no snacks. Sorry, guys. I got my first two comedy albums on CD, in case anyone has a CD player still. If not, sorry.
Or a VCR or a cassette player, because those are all
right.
They're all...
They sync up perfectly with Nine Inch Nails Broken.
Thank you, Chris.
Welcome, sir.
All of that is going to be won by somebody today. But before we get to that, I've got some other business to take care of. Sean, you know what I'm going to ask.
9 inches.
There's a movie called 9 inches?
Yeah.
And you just saw it?
Saw in the shower. No, I know what you're gonna ask.
What was the last movie you saw?
I watched. I didn't want to be honest about it, but I watched Geostorm the other day.
Oh, it's
whatever. I mean, it wasn't horrible. You know, it's like it made me tired. Gerard Butler.
That's what you were looking for?
Yeah, I was chilling. I was like, what am I not gonna have to invest in at all? Just play like Candy Crush. Decompress, and it was Geostorm, that one. And watching Gerard Butler try to not have an accent is really funny. When he's like, no, this is my American brother, and I'm Gerard Butler, and here's my no-accent acting voice. And yeah, it was really funny. But, you know, the movie was, I don't know, it was past. Anybody in here seen Geostorm? Crazy. I didn't think I was going to get any of that, but yeah. Wow. It was all right. It got me there.
I wonder how long you really won't say anything about this movie.
Well, it's
all I know so far is the title. It's called Geostorm.
I didn't know too much about it. So there's this.
Who's in it?
Gerard Butler. Your
oh
boy.
Yeah, I do know that now.
Your main man.
I should have known that.
That dude Jim Sturgess that was in.
Oh, I like him.
21, I think. With right, is that what it was?
Yeah, and he's in that Beatles musical.
Yeah. Yeah. Across the Universe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that dude. I really can't think of anyone else who was in it. It's about a satellite that controls the weather for the world. And then the president, Andy Garcia, in this movie, Andy Garcia.
Oh, Jesus,
president. Hell I forgot Andy
the president is a Mexican? Somebody show that to Trump, stat.
I forgot Andy Garcia was in it until I said that. Yeah, Andy Garcia is the president. And Ed Harris is the like number one guy. His whatever his sidekick. What would you call it? The vice president, maybe.
What'd you call him?
I don't think he was sidekick. I don't think he was the vice president. Secretary of State, defense. I don't know something.
Ed Harris, really?
The majority whip. I don't know what he was. He was something.
That is a weird combo.
I think it was Ed Harris. We're gonna play a game about movies, right? I should know this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was just it's a satellite that controls the weather for the whole world, and some things go awry. The world gets some shitty weather, and it all turns into a geostorm. It congeals. All these little storms congeal into a big
Wait, geo is short for the word congeal?
they congeal. Congeal.
Geostorm.
Congeal. And then there's a big storm, and Jim Sturgess saves the day? Or no, Gerard Butler saves the day.
Well, movies, great. I just went ruined. From not knowing much about it to knowing more than I needed.
You forced me to talk about geostorms.
I forced
so
you. Like, remember earlier today you said you saw Geostorm and I didn't even have a follow-up question?
Yeah.
The subject just changed immediately. Chad, what was the last movie you saw?
I watched Can You Ever Forgive Me? The one with Melissa McCarthy and Richard Grant. It was very good.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. That got nominated for some stuff, didn't it?
Yep, both of them got nominated.
Good. They deserve it.
I think he's got a shot at winning, man.
Oh, he was awesome.
He's great.
They got nominated for Geostorm, too.
Yeah.
They're both going to be in
it. Oh, they've already made a sequel?
No.
Geostorm 2, Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Well, you like that movie, though, right?
It was great.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
It's a really interesting subject. Like, I didn't really know anything about it going in, and apparently that stuff really happened.
It was really interesting. I'd never seen anything on that topic either. I thought it was dope.
I don't know what it's about. What's it about?
Well, there's this device that controls the weather.
Yeah.
No, you're talking about Geostorm. I actually just saw that, so.
Well, we're talking about Geostorm 2, Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Sure. And if you would please dive into what that's about a little bit.
Like he was trying to, when you rudely
Fuck me,
interrupted
I guess.
Him. Well, how would you say, like, literary fraud? Is that the, like, she starts copying.
She wrote fake letters.
Yeah, fake letters from, like, old Hollywood stars and things like
stuff,
that.
Yeah.
And
then she'd sell them at, collector shops.
Old books
for a lot of money.
Stuff.
Yeah, for a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's why now she's saying, can you ever forgive me? Because that was a terrible thing she did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't want to fall asleep during a movie, you should watch Geostorm instead.
We did not do a good job of selling that film. But it's good!
Not at all.
It is good.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, and Richard E. Grant's like her friend that comes around.
Mm-hmm. Like drinking buddy.
He's always fun.
Yeah.
Until it's not fun anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've said too much.
Yeah.
Chris Tinkle, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw Glass.
Okay. I, of course, was very excited about that because I liked the movie Unbreakable very much and Split was pretty good. And I lost all steam in seeing it because everyone's just saying it's terrible.
Yeah, the first time in history that a one movie ruined two franchises. Amazing. It was so fucking bad. I'm sorry. If you wooed, are you in my Shyamalan's cousin or something? It was so bad. So bad. Really bad. Because the first one, great, Unbreakable. And then I like the other one. Well, I mean, what's his name? Killed it.
Split. McAvoy?
Yeah, Split. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then, and then Bruce Willis just comes in all lazy and old and tired. Doesn't even fucking try.
Can't get mad at somebody for being old and tired. Lazy, yeah. Sure, but you know.
Dude, he's making like $5 million. Put a smile on your face, dick.
Wow.
But wait, his character's all serious and sad, though.
Yeah, it's even worse this time.
he doesn't smile a lot, the first Unbreakable. Yeah. But, you know, what are you going to do?
not make Unbreakable 4, that's for sure. I think it's done. I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a long time between those movies, so. Yeah. You know, it was, he tried.
I still want to see it.
I'll watch the shit out of it on a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a glowing review.
But right now I'm just busy, watching all the Oscar nominees because I'm going to try to see every single one of them before the Oscars, and it's a lot of work.
You'll get there.
Yeah,
I got faith in you.
I probably won't, but thank you. Still got like 15 left or something like that.
Jesus.
Damn. Yeah.
You got time? What? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can watch 15 movies in 2 weeks.
Yeah. The trouble is availability. Like some of them aren't in theaters or on home. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever they call it now.
Okay.
On demand.
Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
Pirate Bay. Does that still work?
No.
I tried to use it. It wouldn't work, and I was like, "Arr!"
That's so sketchy.
All right, well, that's great job, you guys. You saw some movies.
Yeah. I'd call Geostorm an experience, not really a movie. Or a documentary.
Do you think it would have been better on the big screen?
Yeah. Yeah. That's one where you're like, all right, IMAX, I'm buying some popcorn, like I'm going to sneak in some liquor. You don't watch it on your fucking MacBook Pro. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. It's a MacBook Pro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Show Andy Garcia the respect he deserves.
You mean the president?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. President Garcia. President
Call
Garcia.
Him Andy to his face.
You're right.
I can't tell. What's
president
going on.
Andy. I like that.
President Andy Garcia. What a world we live in the Geostorm. And his right-hand man.
This is like, it's only February, and this is the third time in conversations people have brought up Andy Garcia. And I think there's going to be a Garcia-sance, like the McConaissance. You know, remember when he was suddenly in everything?
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen with Andy.
I like Andy Garcia a lot. He's dope.
I think he's a good actor.
Yeah, good voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm an Andy Garcia fan. Fandy Garcia.
Yeah, the other people. The other people I was talking to him about weren't as into him. But that's cool.
You were talking to other people.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, no, I know.
Hey, is Gerard Butler in Geostorm?
Yeah. That popular documentary about climate change? Yeah, Gerard Butler is in that.
Turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! I want to Periscope this because we got a lot of great name tags for you guys to choose from. And while you do it, we'll go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back. Hey, no sponsors this episode. Just wanted to ask you guys to come see me do a Doug Loves Movies taping in Raleigh, North Carolina next Saturday, February 16th. And then lots more Doug Loves Movies tapings all over the place for the rest of this year and beyond. Go to douglovesmovies.com for more info. But you knew that. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Oh! Yes!
Yeah, yeah.
There is.
We're back!
I can't see a world where I do that and the same thing happens.
We were in a commercial break, so you just that sentence you just said made no sense to the listeners.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
But Chad did another role for us, and you can check it out on Periscope until the video goes away. Who are you playing for, Sean?
I actually didn't even get to reading that yet. Carlos, I believe. I got caught with all the Kit Kats. No, I'm a dipshit.
It says Carlos would have picked me. Oh, if Carlos Rodriguez was one of the guests.
Where's your name
still
on
got,
here?
You, that negative attitude, you still got picked.
Oh, Valerie. Yeah, all right. Valerie. Yeah, all right. I apologize. The Kit Kats jumped out at me, and I was immediately attracted to the sign. It just looks fun.
It's a lot of Kit Kats, and you've got to fly home tonight, so that's going to be a treat.
I know. I'm excited about it. We're going to win, Valerie.
Oh, yeah. Listen to you.
Calling my shot. Chris
Chad,
got pissed.
Yeah.
What do you got, Chad?
I got Jose Anything.
No way. Man.
Featuring Doug as John Cusack.
Mm-hmm.
I like them and Peter Gabriel, so I had to go with Jose Anything.
Yeah, and there's also a food attached, yes.
Yes, there's donuts.
Yeah, you got a nice bag of donetties. Are you going to keep those?
I can give them to you if you
want.
No,
you don't have to give them to me. I'm just, you picked it more for the say anything than for the donuts.
This is true. I did. We can share.
Yeah, whatever.
Down with it. We can bust them.
I mean, I don't want them. I mean, that's why.
You don't
that's
want them.
Yeah, that's why I started throwing donuts into the crowd is because I don't want them.
I'll take them.
I'll tell you.
I would keep them if I wanted them. I would just throw them at people.
Jose put an envelope on the back for the shit, which is tight. Yeah, it's like a lot of thought and effort in there. I like that.
Oh, yeah. People do really do it up.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially in Sacto.
Yeah. I call it Old Sack, but that's neither here nor there. Because
it is over there.
Yeah, it's over there.
It's another part of town. Chris Tinkle, who are you playing for?
Doug Benson's Full Metal Joke It.
Joke It.
Yes.
So it's somebody named Joe.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Jeff kid.
Dude, that joke was so funny when I was walking around. I was like, that's fucking hilarious. And now you're right. Now it should just be on the ground like that. He fooled me. It was a lighting. I thought it was fucking hilarious. Maybe it was the weed. I don't know. But
and you're right.
I was like, that's fucking hilarious. And now I'm like, you know, not so much.
There's a guy in the front row yesterday at the stand-up show. He brought one that was Full Metal Jacob. So shout out to that guy. He was a lot of fun. No spoilers, but yeah, he did win. All right, so that's who you guys are playing for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nailed it.
Put a little button on that. Let's start with a game that I very much enjoy playing called Alex's, Jason, and Deb's IMDb game. Have you played this one before, Chris Tinkle?
No, I have not.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to... Who's hungry for Donetties?
Oh.
Donetties, huh?
Right into hands. That's how
Anybody?
I do it. I put it into the hand.
I'm the
Tom Brady of donut throwing.
Good job.
But I'm not the Tom Brady of anything else that
I was gonna say,
he represents.
Don't compare yourself to fucking Tom Brady.
I'll be in Boston on April 20th if you want to come yell at me. How dare you speak that way? That was a great Boston accent. All right, so on IMDb, they list four credits that someone is best known for. It's very confusing when you look at it. Like, one of my things I'm best known for is a documentary about a comedy festival in Portland that I'm in for like a minute.
Did it even come out? What is it? Because I thought...
Yeah,
it,
right?
I don't know if it ever came out.
I don't
out.
Even know if it really exists.
But, fucking crazy.
But it's in my top four on IMDb, so check it out. But I'm very proud of the other things that made the top four. Super Ivy didn't make it, though. That's weird.
What?
Anyway, so I'll start reading the movie someone is best known for.
Okay.
And then you buzz in with your own name when you think you know it. And then you guess. But if you guess wrong, it's -1 point. So definitely hold back until you're absolutely sure. Okay. Unless you want to be a wild man and just go for it.
You know? Fucking Geostorm, dude.
Like, you know what I mean? Like if the first movie is Jerry Maguire and you're like, Chris, you know, and then, well, who from Jerry Maguire? It could be anybody.
I'm all the human head weighs 8 pounds.
It's probably Cuba Gooding Jr.
Probably.
Right? But you don't know. All right, and then
that'd be weird if it was.
And then the person who gets it right can also get bonus points for naming more movies, but I'll walk you through that part when we get to it. All right?
Jay Moore. I was just doing another Jerry Maguire thing. It was a joke. But yeah, of course. I guess.
So you say we buzz in.
With your own name.
Just say,
when you think you know.
Okay. Okay.
You don't have to say
that's
like
the name you want
to
go with.
Yeah.
Chad would be like, Chad.
Can you just
can
say
I just
it like
buzz?
Yeah.
Can I do that?
I don't know.
You want to make a buzzer noise?
Chris.
Yeah. I like that. That's awesome.
I was wondering if that's what we should do.
Yeah, okay, you can do that.
It's not jarring. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
No, it's jarring. I think it's jarring.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
All right.
Here we go.
Let's roll.
Here's the first round.
Fucking, let's do
it. A few rounds and maybe a tiebreaker. Whose top four, best known for, starts with a movie called Steel? S-T-E-E-L.
All right.
Then the second movie listed is The Lego Movie. The first part. Then, Scary Movie 4.
Chris? This is a wild card.
It just
card.
Sounds like you're assuming you're going to get it wrong.
Or I was Chris, having a little stroke.
Yeah.
It sounded like somebody said, who has to take a shit real bad?
Chris. Chris.
Is it Shaquille O'Neal?
That is correct.
Oh! Yeah.
That was a good bit. I never would have got that.
Now, here's how the bonus point works. There's one more in his top four. If you can name it right now, I'll give you one more point.
Shazam?
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh.
Crushing it. Yeah, it's Kazam.
Right? What'd he say?
Shazam.
Oh, shit, that's wrong.
Oh, yeah, wrong. Oh. Definitely hey, wrong. Dickhead. Way to put your dick in my Cheerios. No one else knew, you nerd. They would have figured out later on, and they would have been outraged on Twitter, but shit.
What kind of tiny dick is he putting in your Cheerios?
Well, he's not like fucking each individual Cheerio. He just put his dick in the bowl.
Oh, not in the Cheerio, in the Cheerios as a group.
Stop fucking every Cheerio in my bowl. That'd be weird.
Stringing a bunch of Cheerios on a tiny, tiny dick.
Hey, what are you doing tonight? It's Saturday night. Oh, I'm going to fuck some SpaghettiOs.
I thought this game was, if you like rhyme the title, you also got
a
point.
Oh, if it rhymes?
Yeah.
No.
Shit.
I want it later in the game. I will not accept Kindler's List. Shout out to my friend Andy Kindler. All right, so I didn't even look down. You said it. I was so excited. But
me
too. It's called Kazam. Yeah. Yeah, but you still are in the lead with 1 point. So don't, you know, your Cheerios aren't completely ruined.
Hope you're happy, sir.
Well, yes, they are. You can't eat them now.
Just eat around the ones that got dicked.
The Cheerios that got dicked. I didn't think I'd hear that today.
Yeah.
All right, so like I said, Chris has 1 point. Here's the next round. The first four in this versus top four. This one's not going to go well. The Twilight Saga Breaking Down Dawn.
Oh, fuck.
Part two.
Oh. Oh, no.
That's the first title. The second one is The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part one.
Sean.
Oh, shit, Sean.
I'm going to be a wild man.
I don't know about this.
Peter Facinelli.
Oh, yes. That is interesting. But
I just
not...
kind of been wanting to say that name all day, so.
I've been wanting a dick of Cheerios since breakfast. incorrect.
I figured as much, but didn't we have a good time with that? That was fun, right?
You do make it fun. All right, the third title, no surprise here, The Twilight Saga.
Get out of town.
Eclipse. And then the fourth title, and I'm guessing nobody's going to buzz in after I say it, is The Twilight Saga.
Fuck.
New Moon. So how many? There's like four. There's like five of those movies, and this person's IMDb is four of them.
God damn.
Yeah.
One of you buzz in.
Well, there's like...
They don't want to get in a negative one.
Yeah. Have fun. Live life, you know? What are we doing?
They can just lay back and not hurt themselves.
I tried to live life, and he put his dick in my Cheerios.
He's living his life.
I do hope, sir, that the person who said it was Kazam, I do hope that you do try putting your dick in some Cheerios.
That would be... Really think about that. Picture somebody trying to put like your version of a dick in some Cheerios. Yeah. That would be
your version,
hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, like however big you think it's going to be into like a Cheerio.
Yeah.
Boy, that'd be funny.
Honey, I shrunk my dick. Isn't Cheerios in that movie too? Aren't they prominently featured? There's.
Did you ever see Honey, I Blew the Baby?
I did. Yeah.
Blew up.
Hey.
That's, I don't know, which isn't necessarily better, that you blew up the baby.
Yeah.
But I guess, Honey, I Made the Baby Really Big doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Honey, I Made the Baby into a Giant Baby. So they went with Blew Up.
I'm finding a way to turn all these into boner references, so yeah, I mean, it does work.
The actor that was in all those films goes by the name Kellen Lutz.
Oh, yeah, I would not have picked
that.
Yeah,
that was a tough one, you guys.
Nope.
I used to live like five blocks from that house, the Twilight House in Portland.
What?
And we went to see it one time. I never watched Twilight, but we went to see it, and this family pulled up, and we were standing there. It was me and my two roommates, and the dad just didn't want to be there, you could tell. And they walked up, and he was like, is this your house? Can we go look? And I'm like, definitely not my house, my friend. One of those bad stories I was telling at lunch earlier. Anyway. I told you that.
Yeah, I said none of those on my show.
I tried to not. But
I was like, this is lunch. It's fine at lunch, but don't fucking ruin my show with the story that ends with, no, that's not my house.
Is my face getting red?
Most of your stories end with that.
No, it's not my house.
Because you don't have a house.
Those aren't
so
my
So every
pants.
House you see, that's not mine.
Wow. Now it hurts. This
the other
is
thing
my
I should tell
my...
you guys that haven't played this before is that, you know, a potential theme, you might recognize a theme in the answers, and that might help you.
Boy, I'm trying.
So far we've got Shaquille O'Neal and Kellen Lutz. And this next round starts with a TV show. Sometimes TV shows work their way into the credits. And the first one is 30 Rock. Or also 30 Rock. And don't... Somebody in the audience said an answer, so please don't do that. That's okay. As long as it's not Amy Adams.
I was here.
You were here when that happened.
That was the last time I was here. It was gnarly.
Nobody buzzing in on 30 Rock, which is smart. But then the second movie, somebody's going to buzz in for sure. Cop Out.
Chad. Chris.
Chris.
Tracy Morgan.
That's correct. Tracy Morgan. Yeah. So now you get to name two more movies that Tracy Morgan is in. And if you get either of these, I will be very impressed. This isn't some Shazam Kazam shit.
Fist Fight?
No.
Fudge Balls.
No.
Huh. No. Shoot.
Say fuck balls.
I don't think you'd ever say these. Balls. The Box Trolls.
What?
And superhero movie.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, is that one?
Which
of those
is like
weird...
a parody of all
this.
That's
weird. He's been in better stuff. Why they put that on there?
I that's what I don't understand
box
about
trolls
it. But it makes for
right.
a fun game because it's I'm so weird. It's so odd what they choose. All right, so but Chris, you got 2 points now. You're out in the lead. So
what is the theme?
Time for a bold move from Sean or Chad. The first title is The Curious Case of Benji Button.
Now, Doug,
that's what I call it. It's Benjamin Button. The Curious Case. The next title is Hidden Figures. Followed by... followed by... Hustle and Flow.
Get the fuck out of here.
I have to stay. It's my show.
Sean?
And finally, Oh, you're going for it?
Yeah, is it Terrence Howard?
No.
Fuck, man.
You might have the worst score anybody's gotten at this game.
I didn't need to hear that, did I?
But you That's went for helping. It. You went for it, dude. And the fourth title is The Karate Kid.
What?
You know, the more recent one, not the old one.
You mean Ralph Macchio's not
his
Adventure Button?
What?
The one with Will Smith's kid.
What was the second? I know I'm out, but what was the second movie you said?
Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures.
About the space program and the ladies who made
it
happen.
I'm aware. Oh, fuck, man. All right, I think I got it. Yeah.
I have no idea.
I was thinking of different movies. I think
yeah,
I got it.
Yeah, it's Taraji P. Henson. Taraji P. Henson. And that's, she's on that TV show that's really huge, right? Empire. Yeah. That didn't make it into her top four. The first one's Curious Case of Benjamin Button. I can't even remember what she did in that.
She took care of him. She was his mom. Yeah, like his.
She's just around for.
Well, his dad left him on a doorstep like a prick. And
does she have to have like old age makeup in it?
Yeah. Right at the end, she was right. Yeah.
You mean at the beginning?
Hold on, my brain's in a pretzel. I can't function. What am I supposed to do?
All right, so congratulations to Chris Tinkle winning that game. You did it, buddy. Right. Would you like to throw some donuts into the audience?
Yes. This
there
is
you go.
That's the way to throw them when they're in a fucking package. That's. I feel so bad getting everyone messy, but like...
Yeah, that's
I don't.
Just throw the whole package at somebody. Yeah.
You just threw it... You barely even asked.
God, see, I want to throw it there, but I'm afraid I'm going to hit somebody.
Yeah, you get consent first.
Goddamn wild man over here.
He caught it.
What if she turns around? Wham! All right.
There's people at the bar holding their hands up. That's pretty tight.
Nice.
I'm going to throw one of these.
What was that?
Throw one.
It's very
I'm going to do it. I don't like doing it, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to throw it to the back. I'm going to do it like Nolan Ryan or Dennis Eckersley. Sidearm. Somebody catch it? Son of a gun. I threw it pretty cool, right?
Yuck. Wait, what was the theme?
Oh no.
Did anyone catch a theme with
they're
those?
They're all in the movie currently playing called What Men Want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You would have guessed what?
Oh, I should have figured that out.
Come on. For a sec, I was like, Tracy McGrady is a basketball player's name, and I was trying to think of a basketball player named Kellen, and I couldn't, because Shaquille O'Neal's a basketball. Anyway,
there's
that's
a football player, my right? Kellen Winslow?
What?
Nothing. All right, so this next game we're going to play, what happened, did anybody hear the show from Dallas last week? We did a game of, we did a round of ABCD's Nuts, and Chris Kubis got the, matched me, had the same answer as me on the very first
no
title.
Way.
Yeah.
All right.
And so just, the game was over, but, and I read all the answers, but you guys haven't heard it, so I want to try to play it again.
All right.
Yeah. And how this works, Chris, is I'll give you a letter, and you name any movie that begins with that letter, and if it matches the movie that I wrote down ahead of time, then you just win automatically. But just stay in the game, you have to just name a movie. And we spell things, and since it was Groundhog Day last Saturday, we were spelling Groundhog Day. So starting with the letter G...
Ned?
Huh?
Ned Ryerson?
That's the film, yes. What an uncanny Bill Murray impression.
Can I order a drink? Can I get a Jameson
on
the rocks,
course.
Please? Jameson on the rocks, Becca? Thank you so much. Sorry about that. Stop the tracks. I apologize.
No, it's all right. I just want to make sure everybody understands the game. Especially the people on stage. So we'll start with Chris with the letter G.
Ned the Head?
And then we'll go to Chad and... Mm-hmm. Eventually we'll get to the great storyteller.
My answer is Geostorm.
Oh,
callback!
That is a great answer.
Oh. Yeah.
I should tell you that a theme will emerge in this one. And well, you might not notice it, but thank you for bringing Sean his drink.
Obviously, I need
and thank
it.
You to the, sure. You know. Thank you to the entire staff here at the Sack Punch. Yeah. It's all very nice.
Hey.
So last week I had written down Ghostbusters as my G, and that's what Chris said, so he matched. And so this time, just for fun, I changed it to Ghostbusters 2. In case somebody said Ghostbusters.
Are we spelling out the TW?
Huh?
It's a joke.
Chad, your letter is R.
RoboCop.
Nice. Woo! I wrote Rock the Casbah. O is your letter, Sean.
O, the movie O.
Oh, yeah.
Othello, it had the Josh
Othello,
Hartnett in it.
Yeah.
But it's just called O, right? It had Julie Stiles.
Mekhi Phifer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Josh Hartnett and Julie Stiles, right?
Yeah.
I know some shit about movies.
Damn.
What do you know about Osmosis Jones?
Oh. There you go. I know that's...
Yeah, oh. Alex Jones' real first name.
That'd be fucking awesome.
The next letter is U. For Chris.
Under the Tuscan sun.
Oh. Nice. Featuring Sandra Oh. I went with a movie called Unstrung Heroes. Mm. Chad, the next letter is N. Mm.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, I love when people say National Lampoon's, because that is the title. I went with Nothing Lasts Forever. What's that?
This game could last forever.
No, it could only last until we're done spelling Groundhog Day.
Okay.
D is the next letter, Sean.
Dog Day Afternoon? That's not what you picked, I get it, but...
Mm-mm. But you're still in the game. This is a sad game to be eliminated from.
It happens. It's wild when it happens.
I went with Dumb and Dumber 2. Ooh. T-O. H is the next letter. Chris, K-R-I-S, Tinkle, by the way, if you want to look him up on social medias.
Yes. The Happening. Is that okay, sir? Is that all right? Or is it with a T or no?
Mm-mm.
So Happening.
No.
Happening, right?
Yeah, that's
not
happy
about that. Noi.
Yeah.
Not Noi, not Eva.
Neva.
Oh, no? Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's The Happening.
Are you fucking...
It begins with the letter T.
When you get to be such a stickler, Doug, you used to be all chill and just high and like, fuck it, dude, who cares? Close enough, it's in the alphabet. Fuck it.
He's high.
That was these rules and shit.
I guarantee he's high.
Very frustrating, Doug. Okay. All right, what's this thing again? What's the letter? You got me all...
H.
And then I just looked down and saw that joke again. All right. Happy Gilmore.
Joke it. Metal joke it.
Full metal joke.
You're going Happy Gilmore. That's yes. A good one. Good answer. I went with Hamlet.
What?
Back to,
in the world is this theme?
Wait, I know, right? Hamlet, it's crazy. The Hamlet that had a bunch of people in it. O is the next letter.
Out for Justice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Starring Steven Seagal.
Yeah, I loved all those Steven Seagal titles.
For Bobby Lupo.
Only the Brave is what I picked.
Okay.
All right, now I feel strongly you have a chance here with this next letter.
I don't, but...
What do you got for G?
I feel like I should know the theme is what you were saying, and I do not.
No, I'm just thinking this is the movie you're going to say for the letter G.
Oh, well, all right, Game Night is what I'm going to say.
It does begin with the letter G, but
I'm aware, and now I feel like a dipshit, because everybody thought I was going to say something different.
I went with Garfield.
Does everybody know the theme except
not
for me?
Not the sequel, not part two, Tale of Two Kitties.
Not to put Chad on blast real quick, but he just leaned over to me and he goes, for real, there's a theme with this? Like, there's really a theme?
I don't know.
As I did just put you on blast, but there is a theme.
There is, yes.
Yeah, one of us should know these movies, and I feel like it's really escaping me what it is. See?
It's not a cut-and-dried theme. It's a little tricky, but you'll love it when I reveal it at the end.
Will I? Or will I break this fucking name tag?
When I tell you what the theme is, you're going to run out and buy a house. The letter for...
It's the laugh of somebody who knows the theme, and I don't. It's frustrating.
No, I was just making fun of him not having a house. D is the next letter. Chris?
Day Ground after Park. Tomorrow.
Day.
Isn't it now? Isn't it the day after?
God damn it.
Oh! Yeah,
get a hold of yourself.
I'm about to lose my shit.
I'm about to lose mine. Lose these.
So you want to try another one?
God damn it.
Yeah, just anything. Any movie begins with D.
Just Dave.
There you go. Easy peasy.
Was that the one with Ed O'Neill?
What?
Or was that?
No, Dave was.
Kevin Kline.
Kevin Kline. Kevin Kline was the president. Oh, he's like the guy is like, hey, I'm walking down the street, now I'm president?
Hold on. Andy Garcia is the president. I just saw a documentary called Geo Storm.
That's right.
President Andy Garcia, would you like a drink, is what I say.
D is the next letter for Chad.
D is?
Oh, sorry. I need to say what my D was.
Oh.
This is only going to confuse you guys
in
further.
In a Cheerio?
Because my D was... My D is Daydream Nation.
Oh.
Yeah, I had never heard of it. But I wrote it down.
And you know...
back to you, and you're not going to get it.
I'm not. Aliens?
Oh, I like it. I went with... A Glimpse Inside the Mind of Charles Swan.
Dear God. Okay.
Another movie I'd never heard of. And to finish it off, Chris, what do you got for the letter Y?
Hold on. My name is Sean.
Oh, you still have to do... Wait, what? Oh, you're right. You're Y.
Yeah, I should be on Y.
Why?
I think I cracked the case. I think I figured it out. Yeah, I will. I will. E2 Mama Tambien. I don't really think I cracked the case. That was what we call a bit in the business.
I love that for the letter Y, you know? Though. That's a great answer for that.
And my voice did crack while I was saying it. I have to address that. I know we all heard that. That was a bummer that that happened. But
I went with a movie called You May Now Kiss the Bride that featured the man who played Ned Ryerson in Groundhog Day, Stephen Tobolowsky. And then all of those movies feature Bill Murray or Andy McDowell, who were both in Groundhog Day.
Now, indulge me. Is it crazy to ask those? That is. I'll listen. Yeah, I just want to hear all the movies again. But that's...
Oh, I'd be happy to say them again.
Can we? Yeah, will you do it?
Ghostbusters 2, Bill Murray. Rock the Casbah, Bill Murray. Osmosis Jones, Bill Murray. Unstrung Heroes, Andy McDowell. Nothing Lasts Forever, Bill Murray. Dumb and Dumber 2, Bill Murray. Hamlet, Bill Murray.
Don't take a tone on Hamlet. Notice how he really ripped into Hamlet on me.
Well, because it was, like Kenneth Branagh directed it, and it had, like, Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau and Robin Williams. It was crazy.
I just did that nod where I was like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah. Then Only the Brave with Andy McDowell, Garfield, Bill Murray. Daydream Nation is something that Andy McDowell's in, and Bill Murray's in a movie called A Glimpse Inside the Mind of Charles Swan. I never even heard of it. And Stephen Tobolowsky's in that last one. So, yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
And you knew that theme. Some people in this crowd knew that theme. That's fucking crazy.
What a journey.
Well, they at least figured out the Bill Murray part, because the first three movies are just clearly Bill Murray movies.
Yeah.
I did not. I did not figure that out.
All right, so nobody won that game. So Chris gets to go first in this next game since he won the first game, and you can also throw some more donuts.
Oh hell yeah!
Who wants chocolate?
Throw them this way this time.
Oh shit! Damn, that's a good catch.
I'm throwing another little donut.
Yes.
Can I get some? All right, right here. It's going right here. Yeah, hell yeah.
Going over there?
Yeah!
Whoa,
that one had some heat.
Overhand.
I think he knocked his head off.
God, I didn't know we were in a war.
It is fun to throw it like over, you know, just really hard and fast. There's a guy. Isn't this a place where a guy would sit right here with like a target on his shirt? Or was that another place? And I would just hit it.
Sounds like it was another place.
I would hit it so hard. What happened? Are you okay, ma'am? You want these? Okay, I'm gonna put them right in your hands. You ready?
Walk down and put them in your hands.
I'm gonna throw it hard.
Do it.
I'm gonna fastball this shit.
That's not how you throw a fastball.
Nice. Wow.
What if Roger Clemens or the Freak was just like, I'm gonna throw you a fastball on his head?
Okay. Here comes the heater.
It's coming.
Oh, you're not going to like it.
I'll say it's going to be fast, too. Did I say it's going to be a fastball? Yuck.
Oh, my God. We've got so many donuts. We still have these boxes of donuts. Are Milk Money donuts, like, super fancy? Because I don't want to make a mess in this beautiful club.
Milk. I know.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, those are good. Wow.
Don't toss those.
You're not going to throw. Are you going to throw those?
Well, these would be.
They're too beautiful.
This one, like, all the crumbs on it.
You don't just take the
This
Eiffel
one would be really messy if
it.
I throw it.
Yeah. Doug!
Oh, my God!
It definitely has something inside of that, too. It is squirted all over the floor. That was definitely a stuffed donut, right? Way to go, Doug.
That was fucking crazy. That was like throwing a German chocolate cake across the room. Coconut everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so do you want to try again? Wait, don't, yeah, her.
Don't
here we go.
Throw it like a dog.
Oh, it's...
Dude, it's no way. Doug!
There's so many crumbs. It looks like you have dandruff now on your hoodie.
Oh my God!
Oh!
That was wild. I feel like I'm at a Slipknot concert.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that was fucking...
This turned into a fucking Gallagher
that was crazy.
Show.
Oh, dude, I'm on a sledgehammer.
The front rows will get wet with crumbs.
I went to an ICP concert once, and I was covered in Faygo, and I was thrilled about it. So if that's anything like what just
covered
happened,
in what?
The soda. Yeah, I didn't mind. I'm going to say it again because it sounded bad, but it's the soda that they...
They have their own brand of soda.
No, they don't have their own. It's like a budget soda called Faygo. F-A-Y-G-O.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They have chocolate soda.
And the Insane Clown Posse
I call
sprayed
them
that stuff on you?
They spray it on their dog. I'll take you to school real quick. So I used to be a big ICP fan.
Wait, they spray it on the dog and then the dog shakes and it gets everybody wet?
That'd be genius, dude.
What? No, they take like a fire hose of soda that they'll just do over the whole fucking crowd.
Oh, I see.
I didn't know we were going to dive in this hard, but yeah. I paid my own money to go to an ICP show when I was like 17.
Well, I mean, you started off with the ICP thing, so you're already losing a lot of people. Because nobody's walking around wondering what the initials of Insane Clown Posse are, except
fans
like you.
Cracked. That wasn't mine. It was Doug's voice that cracked that time. I'm old enough to admit that I went to an ICP show, and I loved it. It's still one of the best live shows I've ever seen in my whole life. ICP and GWAR. Two best shows I've seen.
Sacramento? And what did you get on you at the GWAR show?
I know, right?
A lot of fucking
You only
fake
like
blood.
Shows where they spray shit on you?
Yeah. They're better.
He's all fucking SeaWorld rules. Shamu fucking splashes you. It's awesome.
I saw Britney Spears and, you know, it wasn't...
What did she spray you with?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying.
I was going to that show.
It wasn't...
Was it toxic?
You dirty birds. No, it was crazy. That's all right. Britney song, right?
Well, let's determine a winner today with a little game called Last Man Stanton.
Oh, shit.
Crumbs all over you.
I've covered in crumbs.
Makes me nervous.
You know why you're covered in crumbs? Because you crushed up a donut and spilled crumbs everywhere and then threw it.
No, I just held it. They were very loose on there, the crumbs.
You say what you want. I was here.
I mean, she'll tell you. I didn't, like, crush the donut. It was perfectly pristine donut.
She could, yeah.
They're sharing it. They're enjoying it over there.
She was just licking her thumbs like, no, it's good.
No, it's good.
She's going to write a blog later. My first donut. I'd never had one until it was thrown at me.
Is that how you read blogs in your head? I thought first man sucked. Doesn't like first man. I do. We're at odds on that.
Yeah, he's
good
super into it. I didn't hate it. I thought it was well made. I just didn't
scream it.
Just didn't get into
really
it.
Help, does it?
I didn't get into it.
Yeah. I just picture you doing that when you're into a movie.
Oh yeah, I'm just like, oh, this
it's
is
like
good.
You're on a fucking.
I sit still when I'm bored. Last Man Standing, we're going to get the name of an actor or actress from a pre-selected audience member, and then I play along, and we take turns saying movies they were in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But you got one lifeline. You can go to Full Metal Joke It one time for help, and Chad can go to...
Jose Anything.
I'll go to Valerie. I won't need to, because we're going to fucking win, but... Yeah. We might not.
I mean, these guys are... I mean, one of them.
Sober?
Yes, that's their secret. I picked a person in the audience to give us a name.
Why are you saying it like a secret? That was tight.
Shh, don't tell anybody. I picked someone who straight up wrote to me and said, I've got two names.
Dog.
Yeah.
Spot blown.
And sounds like both of the names are people that are from Sacramento.
Old Sac?
Not. Stop saying that.
I said it long before we got here, and I'll keep saying it. It's nothing to do with Sacramento.
Where is Paul Dorn? Oh, my
Why'd
God.
Why'd you say, oh, my
yeah.
God?
Oh, my God.
Like, you just found out that's his real name for real.
Yeah.
Paul Dorn. He's been telling you, my name's Paul Dorn, and then Doug just said it, and you're like, oh, my God, it is your fucking name? I wanted to be with a Steve.
All right. All right, Paul Dorn, what have you got for us?
Sam Elliott.
Yeah. Sam Elliott.
Oh, good one.
I like it.
Okay, okay.
He is from Sacramento.
I thought you were going to name a movie.
That's
it was
fucking awesome.
Okay, and then who's your second name?
Jessica Chastain.
Whoa. So we're now, with Sam Elliott and Jessica Chastain.
Cool.
Are there two T's in Elliott?
No one's going to see it. I don't know.
I will see it. I'm looking right at it.
I have no idea.
And I love accuracy.
That was tight.
Chris, you get to start us off. Any movie that's got one of those two peeps in it.
Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, pain don't hurt.
That's right.
That's that's Patrick Swayze says that. But yeah.
I know, I'm just saying quotes from Roadhouse.
But Sam Elliott says, don't eat the yellow, or wait, no, don't eat the blue mint after he comes out of the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's so weird, right? Is there a problem there with people eating the mints?
Yeah.
You didn't tell them not to?
What'd you do with the double D? Well, I went in and went straight to the pisser and ate the mint that was sitting in there. Nobody liked it.
We didn't say it. Sam Elliott did.
Do you know why the bar in Roadhouse is called the Double Deuce?
Oh, Double Deuce. Oh. I thought it was the Double
Deuce. It's called Double Deuce.
Double Deuce.
You know why?
No.
Because no one gives two shits about it.
I do.
They don't say that in the movie, but I wish they did. They just keep saying, I thought you'd be taller. All right. Roadhouse. We're off to a good start. Mm. I'm going to go next, and then Sean, and then Chad.
Okay.
And I'm going to say...
what? Suck your teeth.
I'm going to say Mama.
All right, yeah. So now name a movie, though.
Mama, starring Jessica Chastain and some weird-ass twins.
Okay.
Are they twins, or are they just two little boys that are brothers? Anyway.
I don't remember.
The Big Lebowski.
Uh-huh. Wait. Yeah,
he only has one T in that
he's
movie.
He's the narrator. He's the narrator. Yeah.
Yeah, it counts, right?
For a second, I was like, "Oh yeah," because he's he's. Yeah.
Oh, I did see that bowling alley.
Yeah,
is that what you're hitting? Like, Doug, it's a movie about bowling. Get a hold of yourself.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Donnie.
I saw that bowling alley the other day.
Huh?
I saw that bowling alley. I think. Another amazing story.
Where were you?
You should have been at lunch. There
Where
was a lot
were
of
you?
I don't know. It's not going to be good for a podcast. So I think I saw the bowling alley.
In which city?
I was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yeah, then you didn't
see
the
bowling
alley.
No, I'm kidding. I was in L.A. I thought I was in, like, La Brea somewhere.
No.
You guys riveted? Isn't this fun?
It is. It was in Hollywood, but it's not a bowling alley anymore. So I don't know what you saw.
I did a bunch of acid before. Like 10 minutes before I set out on my journey to find the bowling alley from the Big Lebowski, I did a shitload of acid, and I flew to Sioux Falls.
And those cool neon lights that are on the side of the bowling alley in that movie where they have the fight in the parking lot, those were just put there by the production. The bowling alley didn't really have those.
See that? A little behind the curtain for you.
Yeah, too much behind the curtain.
And now Doug has proved that he does know what that movie is.
I do. And Chad is up next.
The Help.
Mm-hmm.
With Jessica Chastain.
Mm-hmm.
which is also what I say if I have to listen to another goddamn Sean Jordan story.
When I was like 17, I went on to Ticketmaster. It was a web, so you used to go on to Ticketmaster to buy tickets for things. Oh. And I saw Insane Clown Posse live in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
The help!
And I was like, you know, I do have $20 American that I will spend on an Insane Clown Posse ticket. I went there and they sprayed me with this particular brand of offensively named soda. And I never washed my fucking clothes. I never did. And then I threw them away because I hadn't washed them for so long that then they were just ridiculous. And so I had to throw away my shirt and my jeans. Yeah. Is that the story you wanted to hear?
That is.
Or do you want to hear another one from
I want to hear that one about that the house.
That was good.
That's a good story.
You used to be such a popular guest, Sean. Our next...
I think I'm doing all right.
He's got fans who are into him opening doors and stuff. Good stories.
All right, Chris.
Yes, sir.
A movie ooh, I'm with go. Either of them in it.
What's up?
Either of those people, Sam Elliott or Jessica Chastain.
I'm going to say Shakedown.
Okay. Oh, old school.
Yeah, dude.
Old school. There you go.
Very, very that's underrated right. film.
I'm going to just go ahead and get this one out of the way because he's nominated for an Oscar for
fuck
it.
You,
a Star
dude.
Is Born.
I stepped on it. Sorry,
oh, is he nominated? David. I know that.
Yeah.
He's great.
He should win. That movie is amazing.
I know you love it.
It's.
He's not going to win until Insane Clown Posse gets a Grammy.
They should have had all the Grammys. The Grammys should be called the ICPs, is what they should be called. I'm not serious.
Dude, Jesus they should Christ. Actually... Dude, if they were at the Grammys doing a live, they would just shoot the whole crowd with fucking milk. All those rich people in tuxes. Just in...
Do all the awards look like big magnets?
Or... Really? Isn't that what happens at those things? Aren't there people... Don't people have tuxes?
Yeah, but they don't shoot them.
No, it's oh, a clown posse was going to spray them.
Them.
Yes.
Okay,
spray yeah. them with
they
fluid.
Shoot everybody. I'm like, what kind of maniac? I mean, they're
all right,
they're,
guys?
I mean, they're insane, but not that insane. Yeah. Yeah.
They're still fucking clowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to have a good time.
I want to have them on my...
I knew it would be funny at some point. I knew somebody would make it funny, and here they go making it funny.
You're welcome.
I'd like to have them on my weed show sometime. They've expressed interest.
Doug... I'll do it. If they're on it, I'll do it.
Oh, you'll go on with and smoke for the first time?
I know you didn't invite me, but if you have ICP on, I will go get ripped with ICP on your show. That would be fucking tight.
People seem excited.
I don't know.
I mean, they, seem, they seem like they were bored with their hands and like, we should play.
If he's going to be high, those stories are going to be longer and way more drawn out.
Yeah, no, I like it when Sean doesn't smoke.
Mask.
What was Insane Clown Posse wearing, Sean, at the concert?
Wait, what? You just jumped all ahead.
Yeah. That's,
is it your
that's
turn?
My turn.
Oh,
right?
Sean. Is it?
Yeah.
I what'd you
so.
Say?
Is it my turn? Mask.
Mask.
Yeah.
Good one.
I'm aware.
That's good.
I'm aware.
That is good.
I get it. Say my first fucking day, Playboy.
Chad.
Okay. Hulk.
Whoa.
I was wondering.
I was just watching that on HBO.
That
so
so
yeah.
We were watching it today.
I was very distracted by his the way his mustache was cut.
It was, yeah, usually he's got, it's big and bushy and covers yeah. his
seriously.
Upper lip.
It's way
and
too
it, this one was, yeah, streamlined. It was more severe, so you could see his upper lip, and it just yeah. looked like his upper lip was peeking out
yeah.
from
yeah.
underneath yeah. his mustache, like, no, hey, no, I don't no. get enough screen time.
Yeah. It was oddly distracting.
Picture that. Oof. It just, picture, it was like a straight line,
yeah,
Just a hair above where it should be. Mm-hmm. So you could see his whole lip. It was disgusting.
It was wrong.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
And he's beautiful.
Yeah.
It was. And he's beautiful. He's a gorgeous man. It's just, it was like, dog.
Dog.
Shave the whole thing or yeah. have it be over your lip.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
See, what I did mm-hmm. there is I made your story bad. Because you did it well. And
wow, you've got the gift.
I go, listen to that good story. I'm going to fuck it up real quick. Like I was doing at lunch earlier.
Sean Jordan talent. Beautiful.
All right, who said Hulk? Oh, Chad did. Okay.
But I was wondering, is that the actual name of the Eric Bana one?
Yeah, it's just
okay.
called Hulk.
Just Hulk. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I was going to say it earlier, and I was, yeah, again, wondering.
And did you see Nick Nolte?
Yeah. Yeah, he's the janitor, like you're not going to know.
Did you see his hair?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How crazy it was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember his mugshot when he got the DUI?
I do.
It was while they were making that movie, yeah. But they made so, the press just showed that picture like his hair was that crazy because he was drunk.
Right.
Yeah. And
I get it. If you're the press, that's what you're going to do. But yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that. It
but I don't remember ever anybody ever going, yeah, he's wearing that silly Hawaiian shirt and his hair's like that because he, you know, got drunk on the set of Hulk. Yeah. Plus the Stan Lee cameo is really fun in Hulk. Because
well, him and Lou Ferrigno walk out
I was
together.
Just going to fucking say it. Why are you jumping in? I don't finish your stupid house stories for you.
I'd like it if you did, because then they'd be good. I don't have a lot of good stories. I got to hop on the ones that seem like they're going to be good, and then I finish them. I apologize. Everybody forget what you deserve. Strike that from the record. Doug, go ahead.
Whose turn is it? Oh, mine? Or did you say something?
I didn't say something yet. Yeah, Molly's Game.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm going to go with a classic starring Mr. Mustache himself, Lifeguard.
Oh, man. That is a deep cut.
Yeah.
Lordy McGordy.
No, Lordy McGordy. That
Lordy McGordy.
Zero Dark 30. Don't you dare think about fully clapping. That was, come on. It sounded like a couple of were like,
all right, go, Chad.
The Hero.
Oh, yeah.
A recent one with Sam Elliott. I didn't know he was from Sacramento. This town just got a whole lot sexier.
Wait, he's from here?
The voice
yeah,
of
it's
beef.
Yeah, so Jessica Chastain.
Is from Sacramento.
Oh, wow.
You didn't think it was sexy when we were calling her Old Sack the whole time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's where they got the name. I don't know.
Hey, Paul Dorn, who else is from here?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Brie Larson's from Sac?
Oh, really? Wow.
Brandon Beeble, Stefan Janowski, skateboarders that are from here, for sure.
Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks is from here?
Oh. Colin Hanks is? Tom Hanks fucked once in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Reader, we're going back. We're going to have Colin in Sacktown. Fuck Cedar Sinai. We're going to go have him at Sacramento General.
Where are we? I mean, I know where
Sacramento,
we are.
Sacramento, Old Sac.
Whose turn is it?
I did. I just did.
Well, you did what?
The Hero.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chris is up.
Chris.
Gerwig.
I love. But hang on a second.
Yeah, right. I thought we were done.
We were done with the Sacramento thing, and then suddenly I just hear Greta Gerwig.
That was a very bassy version of that way to say your name.
Was that
too.
Sam Elliott? Yeah. That said that.
It's fucking Gerwig.
Greta Gerwig.
God, how tight would that be if that was Sam Elliott out there?
Oh my god. I've got a million miles flying, and I'm still waiting for him to sit in the seat next to me. So I might as well. Is it my turn?
That's no, Chris.
You just said something, didn't you?
Tombstone.
Yeah, he said that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Dickhead. That's my favorite movie.
So, but I'm going to say Up in the Air.
All right.
Ooh, that's good.
Since I was just talking about it.
The Martian.
Ooh.
Yeah. Making moves out here in these streets, you know what I mean?
It's one of my favorite comedies.
Out here living.
Tree of Life.
Oh, nice. Did you hear that?
Sounded
Did you hear that, Chris? Not the Tree of Life.
Everyone knows the rules except me.
It's still it does still start with a T. You gave me a kick out of that. That was tight.
Don't forget, Chris, you have a lifeline if you're in the neighborhood of needing one.
I'm in the neighborhood of needing one.
All right. Where's Joe at? You got the name tag from
Full Metal Joke It.
There he is.
The Good Dinosaur.
He says the Good Dinosaur.
Whoa.
What?
Do you want to go with that?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, shit.
I'm asking Chris, you guys. The Good Dinosaur.
Yes.
Incorrect. I'm just joking.
Yeah. You're all, no, it's called the Great Dinosaur.
I like when you look disappointed.
That's all the time look.
Mm-hmm. My review of The Good Dinosaur. He's all right. He's pretty good. He's good enough. As long as we're talking about animals, the zookeeper's wife.
Jesus.
I don't even know who. Is it Jessica?
The zookeeper's wife, Jesus, was the original title.
Zookeeper's wife.
Then they decided to take place
The zookeeper's
at a later
wife?
Time. Mm-hmm.
What does that
movie.
Jessica Chastain is trying to keep all the animals from being killed by Nazis at the zoo.
What the hell?
Was it the Matt Damon one, that one?
It's like, I don't know, like that.
Takes place in Warsaw.
Oh, wow.
And that zoo is still there. She kept the zoo going, even though they wanted to stop it.
It's like she's married to Kevin James, and like there's just all kinds of nutty antics and shit.
What?
Wasn't there a movie called The Zookeeper with Kevin James?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and all the animals talk to him.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like Dr. Doolittle without the degree.
Oh. Yeah.
That's why it's his show.
It's like Dr. Doolittle with a GED.
Dr. Night School.
What's next? Oh, you used your lifeline?
Yes.
And so that was correct. And then I said Zookeeper's Wife, so Sean.
Yeah. Valerie, what do we got?
Fuck, man.
Oh, Valerie is tapping because, right. Yeah, you waited too long. You should have gone to her early.
I had moved. Is there any sort of contingency where I can, Valerie,
do what?
Like tap? Did you ask everyone you were sitting around?
Hey, don't.
I know.
Did you look it up on your phone? No, Valerie is doing this right.
Yeah, nobody said Valerie. I mean, she's you playing. Know, I'll just.
She's not
while
a cheater.
While I'm thinking, I'm just going to tell a great story. Maybe Valerie looks at her phone, maybe she doesn't.
I mean, you could have gone the way with that game if your story, you know, storytelling was stronger.
So
if people were loving your stories.
What's that?
Wait, is that really happening? Are you Hold really?
On. Well, no, I don't think
so. Oh, that's
so.
Valerie?
Yeah, I don't
think so. Oh, okay, I thought somebody else just decided to yell out.
I'm pretty sure.
Who told you to say that, Valerie?
Yeah. Valerie just thought of it.
Yep, exactly.
Fucking
Valerie
cheaters.
Valerie just thought of easy throwing that word around. So I'm going to say lawless. Well, Valerie's back there noodling on around. I get it. It's stressful. You know, I get it. I feel you. So.
All right. Cool, lawless.
I'm not going to win. Sorry, Valerie, we're not going to win because I don't have anything for the next round.
Oh, let me ask that dude that helped her, help Valerie. Which? Oh, it was a lady? Which?
Wait, are we on Malibu? Are we on the beach in Malibu? Dudes and chicks, bro.
Which one was in Lawless? Jessica?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
She's in there.
She's like the wife. She's got like the dumb part. Right, because it isn't about a bunch of men killing each other.
Yeah.
Basically. All right. And she's at home going, don't stop it.
Stop being lawless.
Yeah.
Stop being a lawless.
Yeah.
You're being such a jerk.
Like that wife in First Man. Oh, you're trying to be the first man on the moon? But you're too closed off at home. Instead of going to the moon, spend some time with your children, the ones that are still alive.
Damn. He ain't telling it like it isn't.
Did someone really just say spoiler?
That was one of Jessica Chastain's first movies, was Spoiler.
Chad, are you going to your lifeline?
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
what you got, Jose?
If you got another one, you could do it, but I figured...
Yeah, he said it.
Chris said Tombstone.
Favorite movie in the world.
He's got another one. We Were Soldiers. We Were Soldiers.
Fuck you. That's good.
We Were Soldiers.
Shit.
There's no reason to talk to him like that, Sean.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm taking out my frustrations on my shitty stories, and now that I'm going to lose, I'm bummed.
Chris, what do you think? Do you got something? Can you pull something out?
The Right Stuff.
Whoa.
Is Sam Elliott in that one?
I don't know, but there's four old dudes. So I gambled.
I gambled. I got a 25% chance.
They weren't old. They were young astronauts, like young Ed Harris and young guy.
Young
Ed Harris was in
young Sam Elliott, right,
no.
guys? Someone look it up.
No,
we got
Sam Elliott. I mean, this is the Right Stuff is kind of like pulling the JFK move, because there are a lot of people in The Right Stuff, but Sam Elliott's not one of them. Sorry.
How do we know that?
Because I, you know, I love movies.
Okay. Oh, shit.
He's pulling that card.
And no one in the audience is telling me I'm wrong right now.
No. Not even close.
Okay, I'm going to recuse myself so we can get this over with.
Fuck.
And also because I can't think of another one right offhand. I could if I thought about it for a second, but...
So can I say
we gotta
that
get,
I'm
going to
recuse
we gotta get
myself?
Going. HQ starts in 7 minutes.
So I'm
going
to recuse myself as well because I can't think of one. We don't want to say I'm out. I'm just going to recuse myself. I know
no, but
I'm
not,
out.
But
I'm out.
Nobody, I'm not playing for anyone.
I know. I'm out.
You're letting Valerie down.
I know. Wow, shit, oh, man. Jesus. I know that.
She's over there. She's over there working hard, cheating with Lawless.
Lawless, is that your side dude's name? Lawless? Yeah, I'm out.
Here, throw these donuts at her.
I can't. Cheese and rice. You see how I caught that? Jerry Rice over here. You ready? Where are you at? All right. I know. You say right here, but I can't see that. Oh, we booed that?
I mean, they were in a bag, so they're fine.
Sorry I didn't throw it like a fucking lunatic, like pitcher of the year.
Chad?
Frogs. A 1972 horror classic starring Sam Elliott.
I mean, we're throwing classic around pretty loosely, aren't we?
Nice. And do you have any more?
Prancer. The 1989 family classic.
How'd
starring
you know the year?
Sam Elliott. I'm a
is
big
it
Sam Elliott
watched
fan.
Hulk earlier and you checked?
I really like Sam Elliott. Oh,
man, what's the name, audience? What's the name of that that gothic horror movie she was in that Del Toro did?
It was
Crimson Peak.
Crimson Peak.
Oh,
I couldn't think of that the whole
time. There's also Interstellar, too.
Time. Interstellar, yes.
Yeah.
We said Roadhouse immediately.
First one.
But but what else do we miss, you guys?
Thank you for smoking.
Thank you for smoking.
That's good.
Fuck.
The Golden Compass.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Miss Sloane.
Miss Sloane.
A Most Violent Year.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good job.
The right stuff.
Everyone. That was fun.
Yeah.
Anyone want a donut?
And Chad is our winner, everybody. Where's your...
Great.
Where's Jose? Jose, come get your prizes.
The worst.
Come on down, Jose.
Yeah. Ooh,
almost stepped on those delicious donuts.
Here's the sign.
Ooh, don't need that.
We don't.
And because he doesn't get a shithead because he gets all the prizes. Where's he, Jose?
Valerie. And
What's he going by way of Old Sack? Here you go. People want you to do a somersault onto the stage. There's that, and that one's really heavy. Be careful. And that, and then you want your name tag back?
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
You don't treat Lloyd Dobler like that.
Thank you. Valerie. Okay. Valerie didn't put a shit out on the back of her thing. You don't want the Kit Kat bars?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Man.
Joe didn't put a shit head on the back of his either. I should tell my guests to only pick name tags that have a shit head on them. What was the shit head on yours, Chad? Did you look in the envelope?
I didn't look at it, no.
What
That's
was
why
it, Jose?
I gave it to you.
No, just tell me what it was.
Yeah.
People who don't vaccinate their kids. Oh. I like it.
There's a measles outbreak in Portland right now because of that shit. A bunch of middle school kids got the fucking measles in Portland because people don't vaccinate their kids and they all got the fucking measles. That's wild.
It's weird.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I freaked out.
Sean, Jordan, what do you got to plug?
I'll be in Portland, Oregon at Rev Hall with Ian Carmel and David Bory. Why are you laughing? There was nothing.
Because you're going to get measles.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to get the measles. I'm drunk all the time. You can't, you know. I know. It didn't have to make sense. I'll be in Portland, Oregon on March 8th. So we're doing a bunch of shows. I do a podcast with David Bory and Ian Carmel. It's Ian's podcast, but David and I are on it. It's called All Fantasy Everything. It's fantastic. Please listen to that. And if you are in Portland, we'll be March 8th. I think we still have tickets for the Revolution Hall show. And yeah, that's it. And also, thank you. This is rad, Doug. I'm
stoked. Thank you.
Every time I get to do this, this is so fun. Sacramento's been dope. Yeah. Seriously, we cooked our own steaks last night. This is sick. I love it here. This place rules.
Chad,
this is pretty much it. Like this was a, I don't know. I'll be doing stand up around San Francisco,
I'll be at check.
Find him on
ChadOpitz.com. I got a schedule up there and shit. ChadOpitz, Twitter, and Instagram. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check him out.
I'll see you guys at a show.
Chris Tinkle.
My new comedy album called Not My Cup of Tea is coming out in March, I believe. That's next month for you guys who couldn't figure out. And I do a podcast with MMA fighter John Fitch, who fights for Bellator, UFC, and stuff. So if you're into that, check it out. If not, don't listen to it. Oh, one dude. Thank you.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called Fitch and Tinkle Smash Everything.
Okay. Ooh,
shit.
And what's really funny, so we first had the title, I didn't put everything on, I just said Fitch and Tinkle Smash. And he was like, dude, you gotta make sure everything is on there every single time.
Yeah,
that's it's like we're just fucking with microphones on.
That sounds like a porn that definitely
can't shorten that one.
That sounds like a Pornhub video title.
Well, it's gonna be now.
I'd like to mention one more time that, I didn't mention this earlier. I'll be at Zany's in Nashville doing Doug Lowe's Movies on Saturday, April 13th at 4:20. One more time for all of my guests, Sean Jordan, Chad Opitz, Chris Tinkle. And thank you to the Sack Punch and to all you guys for coming out yesterday and today. Brandon for coming out to both shows. And so since the people whose name tags got chosen didn't put shitheads on the back, I took Darby's name tag because Darby was nice enough to write down four different shitheads. So on the end music theme, get ready after the fourth one. So not getting your name tag picked is a shithead. Did you know that was going to happen? And then... searching for jobs, but you're an artist, is a shithead. Trump, as always, is a shithead. Yeah! And when the Sacramento Kings lose,
they're a shithead? Or you're a shithead?
Play that song.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.